help me peel the potatoes," I said. "She may come later." Elsie turned from the window. She, too, knew that Janie would not come. "What did you do at school today?" I asked to divert her. But she was not to be diverted. "Janie says that Negroes shouldn't be in this neighborhood anyway. Her mother was very careful about her. She can't play with Chinese or Negroes." Oh, here the bottled up tears spilled over, and she cried plaintively, "Oh, I wish I wasn't colored." "Elsie," I said, don't ever say that."
"But I do,
she screamed.
"I hate Janie."
"No," I thought, "please, Janie, don't infect Elsie. Elsie, listen to me," I implored. "You mustn't hate Janie. Just feel sorry for her. Her mother isn't very understanding. She doesn't know the real values. She doesn't yet know how to judge people on their character. So she bases her judgment on false values like color of skin or cash in their pockets or something like that. Do you see?"
"Yes, I see," she said. "Then, Mama, who can't I play with?"
"Why, Elsie," I answered, "you can play with anybody."
"Anybody? You mean real black people, too?"
"Anybody," I said firmly.
"Oh, Mama," she asked anxiously, "aren't there maybe some Indians that don't speak English that I couldn't play with?"
I folded her in my arms then, and my tears came too. "Oh, Elsie, baby, look. You mustn't be silly because other people are. That isn't the American way. We judge people by the kind of people they are inside, whether they are kind and good, not how they look or speak."
"But Janie's an American, and her mother doesn't let her play with me."
"Well, Elsie," I said, "that's her business. People have the privilege of choosing their associates, but all people are not like that. Bonnie is white, and she is one of your best friends, and I hope you'll be more intelligent about the way you choose your friends. And Elsie, even if Janie's mother doesn't like you, she can't stop you from living in this neighborhood or going to the public school because you are entitled to all the privileges any other little American enjoys. The laws of this country say so, but you'll just have to be patient with people like Janie's mother. It's just that their hearts and minds haven't quite grown up to the laws they've made." I hoped she understood. I couldn't be sure. I cuddled her. I wiped her tears. And presently, she put on her jeans and went outside. I could only hope. It wasn't until 2 years later that I realized how well she did understand. It was across the country in another city, and I was chattering gaily with a friend whom we were visiting. Elsie, inconspicuously nearby, munched on an apple. My friend, a teacher, was discussing her work, teachers, children, attitudes. She dwelled particularly on a colleague of hers, a teacher, who was inclined to be partial. "It's a shame," she said, "how she caters to the children of professionals. If it's a doctor's son or a lawyer's, he's got it made in her class." She broke off to go into another room for something.
"Gee, Mama," said Elsie, taking a huge bite of apple.
"That teacher's not very intelligent, is she? She doesn't know how to judge people by their insides, does she?" I couldn't speak. I could only shake my head emphatically